just what, you know, Able Danger is coded for.
Okay, and there was, beginning in December of 1999, the Special Operations Command, Army SOCOM, with the permission and encouragement of General Hugh Shelton, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time, tasked kind of an elite unit at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, called LIWA, which stands for Land Intelligence Warfare Activity, to do what they call a data mining exercise to investigate Al-Qaeda, to try and connect the dots on Al-Qaeda. And this was actually not just an intelligence operation, but it was operational in the sense that they were going to try and go out and target Al-Qaeda members and actually take them out below the level of bin Laden. And so the concept of data mining is pretty simple. What it is picture massive search engines, like they call them spiders, and they'll put a term in like Al-Qaeda, or let's just say more specifically, Blind Sheikh Omar Abdel-Rahman, who, as I've said in my two books, is the key to the 9/11 stories, was beloved by bin Laden, Egyptian cleric, and it runs like a hot circuit cable from the 12 years of the story prior to 9/11. So they go after Sheikh Rahman, and they take any open source material, a phone bill from when he was in the mosque in New York, material from court cases, bank accounts, insurance records, and they also, I'm sure, included classified material, although they haven't admitted that. And they basically run these search engines and they look for connections. And then when they, let's say they find a phone bill with Abdel-Rahman, then they do the same thing for every name on the phone bill. So quickly what you have is a geometric kind of version of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, okay?
Right.
6 degrees of Al-Qaeda. You quickly, geometrically, if the thing ran long enough, you'd have the entire human race in it. But, you know, they ran it for, it was intended to be run for a 6-month period. And what happens is you then begin to draw these links. Then once they get the material, they then have these really high-end programs. One is called Starlight, another one is called Parentage, and they begin to assess the significance of the connections, and then they graphically illustrate them using a high-end program called Analyst Notebook, and they create what are called link charts. Now, if people go to my website, peterlance.com, and they click on Able Danger, they'll scroll down and they'll see a link chart that I actually had in both of my books, the first one in September of 2003, that actually was done by one of the same men that did some of the Able Danger link charts, and that just looks like a two-dimensional chart with pictures. But what that proves, and the one that I had in my book, and what the evidence that surfaced recently from people connected with Able Danger, what it proves, Ian, is something that defies the conclusion of the 9/11 Commission. And the conclusion of the 9/11 Commission was that the origin of the plot, the planes as missiles plot, began in 1996 in Afghanistan, and that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind, was not a member of Al-Qaeda at the time, and he just kind of thought of this thing. He was kind of a freelancer, hadn't seen bin Laden in years, happened to meet him and kind of pitched this plot to bin Laden in 96. Well, that is absolutely untrue. I've proven in both of my books that the plot originated in the fall of 94 in Manila with Ramzi Youssef, the nephew of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He was a genius, a criminal genius. He's the original designer of the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993, and he conceived the planes as missiles plot. In fact, as early as 94 into 95, January, they had 7 targets, including the Trade Center, the Pentagon, the White House, a nuclear facility, CIA headquarters, the Sears and Transamerica towers, and they had up to 10 men training in U.S. flight schools. I prove this in my book, and the FBI in 2.5 years hasn't laid a glove on me, hasn't challenged a single fact.
Right.
And cut to the chase, the 9/11 Commission, however, in order to remove Youssef from the plot, they moved the plot forward 2 years solely on the word of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, which is like taking the word of David Berkowitz from when he did the first Son of Sam murder.
Right.
Okay? So now, what happens? The 9/11 Commission has this preconceived scenario with Democrats and Republicans, by the way, on both sides. Already, when they impaneled that commission, they decided they were going to tell the public only a part of the story. They were going to titillate people, and there are some startling revelations in that final report, but it gives a certain percentage of the story. And it also distorts the story. So why? You have to say why. Why would they do this? Because there were significant blunders across three administrations, Bush 41, 8 years of Clinton, and Bush 43, specifically on the day of. The, next to the active negligence, intelligence negligence leading up to 9/11, which is the greatest intelligence failure since the Trojan horse, the day of 9/11 was the greatest defense failure in American history. And so what they decided to do was, in order to remove embarrassment from Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush and the current President Bush, they were going to do a kind of sanitized, provocative but limited version of the story that would find no one accountable. That was another agreement. And so, and because I prove in my book the FBI's New York office, which is the Bin Laden office of origin, could have stopped Youssef in 92 when Bush Sr. was in the White House, they didn't want that to come out. So they only focused on the last couple of years and they pushed the plot forward. Now, lo and behold, we find out the 9/11 Commission in October of 03. Well, Philip Zelikow, the executive director, a crony of Condi Rice, he'd written a book with her. He's in Afghanistan when this Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, Bronze Star winner, 22-year veteran, the best of the best, he approaches him and tells him that he was part of this Army unit, and he does it with the permission of his general, by the way. He's not telling tales out of school. And he responded to a request by the 9/11 Commission for any information. He said, oh, yeah, we were really doing this data mining, and we found links between Atta, the lead hijacker, and the cell of Blind Sheikh Rahman in New York, which is also the Youssef cell. And like the 9/11 Commission people, staff people, their jaws, what are you saying? Because they were going to write a report that said Atta was only in the country like a year later. So Zelikow calls that night, wakes people up in the East, find out what you can on this, and he encourages Schaefer, as soon as he gets back stateside, to contact the commission. Tony gets back in January, makes a call, call back. The second phone call, they say, we're not interested, we've already investigated this, and there's nothing to it. Tony is stunned because they haven't even gotten the information from the Pentagon on Able Danger at that point. Then he suddenly, his security clearance is pulled. He had kept a lot of the Able Danger documentation in his office, and now he can't get in his office, and all of that stuff was removed. He later finds out that thousands, like 2.5 terabytes of data, equal to 12% of the books in the Library of Congress, were destroyed, and there's some question as to when that happened, but it appears to have happened in the year 2000 in the spring. And then, another member of Able Danger, Scott Philpott, a Navy captain, who was about to take command of an Aegis cruiser. But these guys are the best of the best. They're reliable. He goes and talks to Dietrich Snell, the investigator on the 9/11 Commission in charge of the origin of the plot, in mid-July. He tells him effectively the same thing that Tony did, and Snell basically blows him off. Okay? So, the reason being, nobody wants any information that there's a cell existing in New York continuing since the World Trade Center bombing, that there's any connection between 9/11, between essentially the two attacks on the Trade Center. Nobody on the 9/11 Commission wants to admit that they're connected. And here's this kind of secret Army intelligence operation that's like a wooden shoe in the machine of the 9/11 Commission.